Thank you, Volker. First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone to Samba XP 2008. And before we get into any of the technicalities, I'd like you to stand up if this is your second, if you were here last year. Stand up. Now sit down if you were not here the year before last. Sit down if you were not here the year before that. So we have quite an alumni here, and I'd like to particularly say on behalf of the organizers of Samba XP 2008, well done for being so persistent in attending Samba XP. Please be seated. Well, I would be remiss if I did not continue on the track of explaining what is Samba, where it's going, what's ahead. And unfortunately, as the chairman of this conference, my responsibility is to lay down the rules and enforce them. Now this year, I'm really happy. I've got a team. I have an army behind me to support me in that. So let's get on with it. Last year I introduced the Samba team using the virtual university paradigm. I'm not going to do that again this year. You all know who they are, but I would like to introduce two new members. Carolyn Seeger, are you here? Would you stand up, please, so that everyone can see you? And Carolyn doesn't quite know what she has signed up for yet. She's just taken on the task of being the release manager for Samba. Woo-hoo! Now, I know... Who was that, Jerry? Jerry, just stand up for a second and tell us what that means in terms of sleepless nights.
I really don't know yet.
And is Gunter Kukuk here? Gunter. Would everybody please welcome Gunter to the Samba team. But you know, that doesn't answer the question of what is Samba. Now, you know, we all go to university and we get educated. And what do we do immediately we come out of university?
Forget it.
Well, of course we forget it, but we also get a job. And once we get a job, we get fat and happy. And what do fat and happy people do? They become recreationally minded, right? Isn't that what life is a bit like? We become fat, dumb, and happy. Well, the alumni. And that's kind of where we are. You know, like the Samba team can be likened a little bit like a group that met around a little puddle and put a little boat in to begin with. And then the boat grew a bit bigger as more features were added, and we got a little rowing boat. And that was the Samba 1.x series. And then the rowing boat, you know, we added more features to it, and the boat got a little bit bigger, and it didn't fit in the pond anymore. It didn't fit in the river anymore. It had to go into a big lake. So we got our first motorboat, the Samba 2 series. And it kept on growing. And more people came on board and the party became very happy. And more features were added and it just kept on growing. And then we got the first cruiser, Samba 3. And Samba 3 has grown up. You know, we bolted things on, a few extra engines, bigger fuel tanks, so we could go a larger, longer distance. And now we've gotten to the point with Samba 3.0, we've got to take away some of the cruft. We've got to put a new skin around it. We've got to make it a bit easier to maneuver and to navigate. And that's Samba 3.2, and that's coming out real soon. And a lot of you are here because you want to know what's coming out in Samba 3.2, right? Who wants to know about Samba 3.2? Well, that's a good show of hands, thank you. But you know, How many of you really want to know what's next beyond that? Yeah, everyone, right? Well, Jeremy, you want to know what's next? I thought you knew it all. So what's next? Samba 3.0 has grown up. It's big. Now we're getting a superliner. You know, it's able to do a lot more, integrate a lot better. It's going to be the answer to every question you can ask in the universe. And you know what? You've come to the right place to ask those questions. Because everyone who knows the answers is in this room. And if they don't know the answers, don't worry about it. We'll make something up to keep you happy. So you've come here to learn about Samba 3028B. Oh, did I let something out of the bag there? How many of you knew Samba 3028B has been released? Well, that's right. I was just looking to see who knew it had been released. It hasn't. But it might be coming. And 3.2 might be coming sometime soon. Oh, I just see a few Samba team members. When can we get this out? Well, we'll get there. And what about Samba 4? When is that going to be released? Andrew Bartlett, where are you? Yeah, he's invisible. When is it going to be out, Andrew?
End of the year.
End of the year. We just have it. All right. You're in the right place to find out and to get all the answers to all your questions. So I hope above all that you're here to enjoy yourselves. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to enjoy yourselves despite the rules. Because Samba XP is a conference, and there really cannot be a conference without a few rules. And this year the rules are perhaps a little bit more important than last year because we have an extra track. That means we have more people moving around. More people who can be unhappy that they couldn't attend the other two sessions at the same time. And life's like that. We need to avoid chaos. So I have some rules for delegates. You'll probably recognize these from last year. Please. Please be in the presentation rooms on time. Please be courteous to the presenter. I'd like you to take into account the fact that everyone who is presenting has spent many hours preparing for this conference. Please give them that respect. Don't jostle them. Don't take over the presentation. Give them the time to present what they've prepared. And the moment they say, I'm open for questions, go to town. Ask all your questions, if you've got time. And therein lies another little measure. We're going to make sure that we stick to time. There are also some rules for the presenters. I'm going to ask you to make sure that you're in the room ready to present on time. Now there's likely to be a problem, a little mix-up here and there, where you walk into the room ready to present and the other presenter is still there, still talking. You have my permission to take a sweaty sock and stuff it in his mouth. Okay? Because no presenter must go over his time. Please be ready to start on time, speak clearly. I would ask you to use the Queen's English, and like last year, I have to explain to you, there is a problem with the Queen's English. She doesn't speak it herself. So if you can work out what the Queen's English is, you're a better duck than I am. Enunciate clearly, do not use slang or colloquial terms. Like when I'm done here, I'm going to have to be off like a rat up a drain pipe. That's slang, we can't use that, okay? Please stick to the subject, and again, finish on time. So that's it, the last rule for Samba XP 2008 is enjoy. Get the most out of it. Thank you.